您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A Chinese university plans to establish a college dedicated to the study of potatoes. Yes, the you say potato, I say potato, potato. Why does this university make such a decision? Is it necessary to have such a college? 中国一所大学正在筹备成立马铃薯学院，以加强在马铃薯领域内的能力建设、人才培养和科研创新。该学校为什么要开设这样的一个学院？土豆学院有存在的必要性吗？I'm trying not to make it sound like a joke. This is a real news story. So guys, what happened here?
Well, we have this college, as you mentioned, Yunnan Normal University.
Oh, and is that what it is?
As a normal university, that means it's supposed to be a teacher's college of a sort. Usually teachers teach students, not potatoes, but, you know. But they actually have had a history, I guess, of research on potatoes. So it's not entirely out of the blue here.And they have decided, not officially released to the public yet, but it's been released, that they're going to be having this college for potatoes there. And admittedly, this does come in the backdrop of kind of a national, like, potato promotion campaign. So it's not 100% out of the blue for at least these two reasons.
It's hard not to laugh, right?
This news, for me, is like a message that potatoes have a bright future in China. Later on, maybe they will become a staple food, so that every day on our dinner table we'll have a staple instead of rice or, you know, bread.
Noodles, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Bread made of potato
flour.
That can happen one day because we are facing this food security issue. The whole world is facing this issue. China is a big country. We have such a huge population and we need to feed them. And we all know that for the favorite staple food, rice and sometimes wheat, we need to use a lot of water and we need to give them a lot of pesticides and a lot of care so that we can have a good yield. But it seems to me potato is a rather easy to care plant. Mm-hmm. Like the Martian, we all watch the movie The Martian, you know, he could grow potatoes on the Mars, so why not make it more popular in China?
Why not in China? Yeah, that is the thing, you know. Certainly you can grow potatoes by yourself and you can't do that with rice there, and it can be used as a staple food. For example, in the U.S., some people eat rice, some people eat noodles, some people eat bread, some people eat potatoes. So you can use it like that, and the government is promoting that, and again, with the food security situation, that does make sense. So it seems that that's part of the reason what's going on here, not that there's necessarily a great demand from markets or students or whatever, but a bit of a push to establish this for other reasons.
Yeah, and part of the national strategy. And here's this question that a lot of internet users have been using sort of as a counter argument, or really as a joke on top of this joke. excuse me, not this joke, but this establishment of a new potato college, is that aren't sweet potatoes, or, okay, that's still potatoes, but, like, you know, that's a little bit easier to grow, apparently, for some people. So maybe this potato thing isn't actually the most cost-benefit way to a new staple food addition to what we already have. But that put aside, why is this university doing it? And do you think there's any reason that this university have decided that we are establishing a new faculty and actually a new college solely dedicated to potatoes?
I think this university has came up with a new breed of potatoes in the past.
So basically, they have a leading position.
Yes, I guess they have a leading position if they can breed, a kind of disease-resistant potato. Maybe they have some potential in further developing some other species. There's no harm, I think, to carry out some in-depth research on potatoes by this university. But I think maybe establish a new major, like potato major, will be enough within the faculty instead of establishing a, you know, separate college for that. And just think how they are going to give name to this college. It's going to be difficult for them to think up a name.
Yeah.
A potato college?
I think they should use English to try to make it sound fancier.
The Idaho School of Potatoes. Idaho's a U.S. state, for those who don't know, and it's, I don't know how many potatoes are actually made from there, but it's famous for being a place of potatoes.
Okay. Oh, well, potato, whatever you say about it, and I have this quote from our WeChat listener, Lily. I think he or she is probably from Yunnan and states that potatoes is a major staple food for Yunnan people and kind of saying that we should stop making fun of it because for those local people there, it's a big deal and they eat a lot of potatoes and there is this need to study a bit more into it and see maybe what we can do, develop from it, this seemingly small item on the dinner table.
I'm not laughing at potatoes. I love potatoes. I love fried, shredded potatoes in vinegar sauce. I love them, and I think for the Irish people, when they had that big famine in their history, potatoes saved millions of lives. So we have a lot to say to thank potatoes, and I think in some Asian countries, I'm not saying European, I think some European countries too, a lot of people love potatoes. Mm-hmm. You know, we have sausage on mash, which is made of mashed potatoes and sausage.
Yeah.
And for Indian people, potato is a necessary ingredient for a lot of vegetarian food because a lot of Indian people, you know, do not eat meat or those stuff. So it is a very important staple food for quite a number of countries. Also, some African countries will take these kind of potatoes as their staple food. So we're not laughing at them. It's just that the idea of a college with this name, you know, that tickles a bit.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I mean, obviously they haven't officially released this, but the question is, what exactly would they study? And so would it just be, you know, researchers or would it be students, you know, studying how to cook potatoes in the most fuel-efficient way? Or, I mean, these are questions that haven't been answered. So perhaps they have a very good plan, but that's not clear at this point. And with depending on what it is, it might almost make more sense if people have said to put this at, like, an agriculture university, of which I'm sure Yunnan probably has one, as opposed to this, you know, normal university, teaching university.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. I do admit that I don't really find this college matching very well with the general university that we're talking about here. But joking aside, I think the reason why I was laughing is partially because of ignorance, because when you don't understand the science behind potatoes or rice or wheat or whatever object, then it's very easy to make fun of it. Like I said, 土豆学院. Oh, I made myself laugh again. But it's because I don't understand the science behind it when actually this is a serious matter. And if more scientific research can be dedicated into it, and if potato can one day save the nation if, you know, a drought or a famine or something like that does happen, then, I mean, we will fully understand the importance of it. So, yes, I apologize for laughing about it in the beginning, and potatoes are great, and scientific research is definitely needed in so many aspects of education.